Hungry family? There's a pack for that at Red Rooster. Winner, winner.
So Mitchell, 53 touches in a game. Unbelievable.
He got it. 54. And the crowd goes nuts.
Tom Mitchell, Bill, yes. Let me read this out, by the way. Yes, he's a couple off playing his 100th game. Winner of the best and fairest at Hawthorn, the Peter Crimmins Medal, which is a very, very important name, of course, for that amazing footy club.
Superstar, Peter Crimmins.
And All-Australian last year as well. Mm-hmm. And runner-up in the Brownlow Medal to Dusty Martin and Danger with 25 votes, which last time I checked would win you 19 out of 20 Brownlows. Mm. And he was still 11 votes back.
Well, Dusty won it with 36. Paddy couldn't win it, of course. He was out suspended for that stupid tackle.
So, Tommy, we've already said hello to you, but welcome, mate. You were unlucky. You just happened to catch a good year.
I don't know if I was unlucky. I think Dusty was a clear favourite for a reason, and he was, you know, he deserved that, and yeah, dominated last year.
He did.
So tell us, the 50 touch games and the, you know, the amazing possession rate that you have, has that been your whole life? Like even when you're playing under-14s and under-16s, are you just racking up possessions the way you do now, or have you grown into it?
I'm not too sure. I think growing up, you know, I've always played in the midfield. So whether, you know, always being around the ball helps you find it more, I'm not too sure. But it's probably a part of my game that's probably a strength. But, you know, there's obviously a lot of deficiencies that I'm working on. But that's probably the part of the game that I try and bring to the team.
Do you know you hold the world record? You'd know this. Jim, you wouldn't. Do you know, Jim, that he holds the world record for most disposals in a game?
Yes.
How many do you reckon?
It was 53.
No.
Oh, this was in the AFL?
For the Sydney Reserves a few years ago. This is in total. Yep. 64. 64 disposals and kicked 4 goals. Remember that game?
I can remember it. It was in Canberra, I think, and I think we had a pretty big win that day. I'm not sure if the competition in the NEAFL was as strong as it might be in the VFL, so I can't take too much credit for that.
64, that's Jim, nuts. And 4 goals.
And the AFL was a recent game.
Yeah.
56, how many was it?
54.
So that is quite extraordinary. When you have someone go to you, like a Benny Jacobs, for instance, or, you know, a player, what's your mindset at the start when you think, right, they've obviously locked him onto me. What have you then got to do in the next 2 hours?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, when you get a bit more attention, it's becomes a bit more challenging, but it just comes back to being really disciplined with your role for that day. So some days you may have to sacrifice yourself a little bit more. Other days you may be free to go play a natural game. So it sort of goes in ebbs and flows a bit, but just whatever the team needs on that day.
We're going all right at the Hawks at the minute because you've dropped 2 in a row, which doesn't happen. I think you've dropped 3 out of the last 4. You're 5-4 at the minute, 9th on the ladder. How's everything down there?
Yeah, we obviously had a disappointing loss to Brisbane on the weekend, and the week before obviously had a loss to Sydney. So we're not too pleased with our form the last month, but we know that things in footy can change pretty quickly. So if we get ourselves right for Sunday against West Coast and get a win, we'll be back in reasonable shape.
Brisbane hard to beat up there.
Yeah, they played pretty good footy up there this year. I think they only lost to Collingwood by a point, and all their games at home have been really close. So you know, they were really strong on the weekend and beat us quite convincingly.
An interesting one, isn't it? West Coast at Etihad. How do you boys go at Etihad?
I think we played once this year, lost to Jim's boys North.
Yeah.
We don't play there too often. No. Most of our games, home games anyway, at the MCG. So
they might be ready to be plucked. There we are. Oh, Eagles plucked. because they've just come off a massive game at home against Richmond, the top of the table job, and that was obviously a huge emotional win for them. They don't play well here, Bill.
Jimmy with some of his gold there.
I didn't mean to actually go with the plucked, but Tommy, roll with me because it worked. I think I saw a little smile on your face. You enjoyed it. How do you traditionally go against the West Coast Hawthorn?
Last year we played them at the MCG early in the season as well, and had a win, which
got
was good,
of
but we plucked them last year.
There we are, Tommy.
You got some good ins.
Yeah, we got a few. We got Jago Amira and James Frawley back this week, which
is Jago Amira, the best looking bloke you've ever seen.
Yeah, he is probably. Yeah,
you share a house with him.
So it makes my self esteem is not too high at home.
Isn't it?
Nah, not
because the feathers are going back, aren't they?
Yeah, they're definitely.
Oh, have a look.
I'm trying to catch you.
You're a long way to go before you get to Bill.
Yeah. Oh, they're marching back, Jim. Have a look at them.
Have you got a partner in the house, Tommy?
Yep. Hannah's in the house.
And
as well.
Has Jager got a partner in the house?
Jager's got a partner.
All right,
well,
so that keeps things a bit quieter.
Yeah, it keeps it a bit quieter.
Throw the keys in. Now, so you got Frawley back, Amira, and Glove. Segler's a good one, Tommy. Tommy.
Listen to him, Tommy. Just,
he carries on, doesn't he?
You'd hate to think what happens behind closed doors, Jim.
A big Segsy.
Segsy, is he? Yeah. He hasn't played for 5 years.
No, he's been out for a while, Segs. So not too sure exactly what's going to happen with the team on the weekend, but he's been in some strong form at Box Hill where, you know, he's a great bloke to have around the footy club. And, you know, more guys we have pushing for senior selection, the better we're going to be as a team.
All right. Well, and in for the West Coast, Jim, you'd be Jared Brander.
Yes.
He's from a Geelong Grammar boy.
Oh, I see.
And it might play his first game. So
I like that.
Luck.
What do you got?
The almonds, Jim.
Well, get to it.
Well, you're an ambassador for Australian almonds.
Yeah, so there's a competition running at the moment called the Hard Nut Competition. Mm-hmm. Entries close on Friday, I think it is. So plenty of prizes to be won through the AFL Players website. Cash, I think you can win almonds themselves. So
$1,000 flight centre travel voucher.
That's it. $500 donation to a local sporting club of your choice.
What do you have to do, Jim?
Nominate a hard nut and tell us how they inspire you. AFLplayers.com.au to get stuck into that. Also see a photo here of you with Steph Curry. So you love your NBA?
Love my basketball, so watching it pretty closely at the moment. Was fortunate enough to do a trip at the end of last year to America and got you know, close and personal with guys like Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, so it was a pretty special trip.
I thought it was Gunston. I thought it was with Jack
you
Gunston.
You are an idiot, Bill.
Mate, what's he like? Good fella?
Steph?
Yeah, Steph.
I didn't give us too much of his time, which I don't blame him. But
you're nice
he seemed like a pretty nice bloke.
You look like your mates there.
Yeah, we look close. I tried to just get nice and close to get a good photo.
Now, Tommy, I wasn't aware, shame on me, by the way, that you had played for the great Claremont Football Club in the Waffle in Perth. An institution, this place, by the way, provided that many bloody footballers for the AFL stroke VFL. It doesn't matter, going all the way back to the great Dennis Marshall, Graham Moss, Ken Hunter, the
Who
Cracker
else?
Brothers, and then in more modern times, Chris Lewis, of course, Guy McKenna's another one, Ash McIntosh. It's been a phenomenal setup. But you played how many games? Probably Colts, did you?
Yeah, I think I was in the under-18s waffle program over there, so would have only played a handful. Clashed with school footy, so I played school footy for Hale over there, so would have only played maybe 10 games for Claremont.
So you've seen a photo just in front of you there that you're in awe of, Tommy. What is it?
Jim's gone out and got this photo.
Shut up, Bill. Yeah. Just ask Tommy what it is. What do you
I
got
see
there?
Chiseled jaw, chiseled arms. There's plenty going on here.
That's it. That's a 1990 Claremont Reserves prelim final against Swan District, centre half back.
How many marks?
Well, the difference between that photo and any I've ever seen of you is what?
You've got hair?
I'm actually holding the ball.
Oh!
I've got the pillin' man.
Look at the arms.
You can check it out on Instagram, Triple M Rush Hour.
That's it. Get around
spaghetti
it.
Spaghetti arms. Look at that. You
Tommy,
would have been
I'm
the
not
worst
interested in you.
Outside player.
Fat. I'm talking about you. What are you seeing there, please? Something that's.
What else more can I give you? The hair's doing a bit too.
That's it, Tommy. Yeah. You know it. There was plenty on the sidelines enjoying that. Hey, tell us about your old man.
Banger.
Speaking of that, great footballers, your dad was a ripper. How has he influenced you and what's he like now when you're playing?
Yeah, I think growing up he was always a massive support and probably taught me, you know, how to play the game and how to prepare and how to train and, you know, learn a lot from him growing up. And now I think probably takes more of a back seat and he's there for advice and guidance if I need it, but he sort of lets me go and
every
run
week
my career.
At the ground, or does he sort of come and go a bit? Is how regular is he as a viewer?
Yeah, I think all the games in Melbourne he tries to get to. Obviously, the ones interstate can be a bit tougher, so that's like all my family. They always are trying to get to the games, which is great. Yeah.
Good bloke, good player.
Wonderful player.
One of best and fairest at Sydney. Played at Carlton, played at Collingwood. I used to play against Banger.
Yep.
Always a good fella, hard as a cat's head, but loved a bit of fun and all that.
We saw him where? Up at Danaher's game.
Hungary. Because he's good mates with Paul Kelly.
Yep.
Paul Kelly played in this game. He limped off, Jim. It took him.
Did a hammy or calf, didn't he?
He did everything.
Yeah.
Hammy and calf. I reckon it took him 30 minutes to get off. Like he'd done poo in his pants. He took him. He walked like that. It took 30 minutes for him to get off.
But he was being stupid, in he was being unbelievably good, wasn't he, Paul Kelly?
Well,
he
wouldn't
have played for bloody 10 years.
How old is
years?
Paul Kelly, please? Because, he's playing.
Was tearing it to shreds.
Helping out in this game.
Anyway, your old man was up there, too. He just came walking down in front of us.
There you go.
Stupid straw hat on or something. He still likes a frothy.
48.
Yeah, 48. That sounds right.
There you are. So it'd be 15 years since he last played.
And your mum too,
Paul
I remember,
Kelly.
She was a good sort. But in the day, Jim,
Bill.
She'll be rapt to hear that.
You're talking about Tom's mum.
I know, but she's a lovely, good sort. Don't worry about that. She was good. And your sister's, was she signed up to play with Hawthorn AFLW?
Yeah, so she was training with the Hawthorn or Box Hill VFLW team and does some training there. I'm not sure if she's played yet, but she's training. She might have actually given footy the brush to go to Europe later in the year. She's got her priorities right.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. No, that is fair. And you got the pooch, I can see here. Is that the Dahl's purchase or what's going on there?
Bit of a combined purchase. Right. Golden Retriever called Nala.
Nice. Nala.
She's had plenty of airtime. So,
on the Instagram?
Yeah, oh, she's everywhere. She seems to be, everyone loves to talk about Nala. So,
where'd you get the name?
Lion King,
Lion
actually.
King.
Oh, you knew, did you?
That's Nala. It's the lady who Simba ends up with at the end, Bill.
Oh, it's too sad. I nearly cried.
And you nearly cried. So it's not quite sad enough for you to cry, but you nearly did.
In Australia, I did, but not... what about how you started the year, by the way, Thomas? 54, Jim. That's the world record in AFL. Yep. And then you went 40 against the Cats. Did you win that?
We won that by a point, I think.
You did too. That's just right. And 42. So that's not a bad start, Jim. 54, 40, 42.
Insane. That's what it
but
is.
But you know what you got to do? You got to kick it more. Now, I'm a student of the game, Tom. So
listen to this.
I know you like to handball. You know why they like to handball, Jim? They get it back. So it's the old 1-2.
It's not about possessions for this young man, Bill. It's about his team winning.
Tom?
Wins and losses.
Oh, bullshit. And kick it more, please. That's all I'd say. But no, love the way he goes about it. You're loving Melbourne?
Yeah, loving Melbourne. Obviously grew up here and Melbourne's home, so it's great to be back here and in a footy state.
Cyril Rioli, how far?
I think a couple of weeks. Not too far. Mm. So we'll definitely see him after the bye.
Because he and little Pui Puopolo were sorely missed.
Yeah, they were. We got Poppy back on the weekend, which was great. But I think once we can get those guys firing alongside Jarman Impey, Luke Bruce, our forward line will be looking pretty potent, which is good for us.
Have you seen if footballer have more time? Yeah, Bill called him Cecil, by the way. He came walking into the Triple M commentary box. Cyril Rioli, four-time premiership superstar. Bill said, "G'day, Cecil."
Cecil Rioli.
Can you believe
that? No, he didn't. He was blown away by the fact that he was called Cecil for the first time in his life. Sean Burgoyne, have you ever seen a bloke have more time to do what he needs to do on a footy field?
Not really, especially someone at 35 or 36, however old he is. So he feels like he could play till he's about 50. So hopefully he signs on again. Be good.
How did you go against Hodgie on the weekend? Any lip? Anyone
I didn't
dare
hear
to
any
take
lip.
The great
I didn't
man
hear any
on?
Lip. I, Sean Burgoyne, funnily enough, actually said that Hodgie gave him a nipple cripple on the ground.
But, on the ground?
Yeah, but I didn't hear him too much other than just directing his teammates, doing what he does. But he didn't have too much to say, Hodgie.
Love it. Good luck. Massive game against the West Coast Eagles Sunday at Etihad. And then, of course, Port Adelaide after that. So a telling couple of weeks of the Hawks. Thanks very much for coming in. And a reminder, aflplayers.com.au if you want to have a crack at a great prize for the ambassador of Australian Almonds, Tommy, here. So get stuck into that. And you can take that photo with you, mate.
I'll take it with me. I'll put it on my wall.
No, I'll sign it. I'll sign it before you go, Tommy.
Hello, Prime Minister Turnbull here. As you've already evaporated every ounce of culture from your northern neighbours, you've now elected to take their sport. New South Wales versus Queensland for the Holden State of Origin Game 1. They might not look upon you highly for it, however, there's no reason not to pick a side. So choose wisely, and then barrack for them in your loudest but still politest voice on June 6. Purchase your tickets on the internet at nrl.com/tickets.